okhulumayo ngu-Adolf Shaba. Mina ngokwami ngithi njengoba kuyiwa le befuna ukutshengisela nje emgwaqweni, ukuvuma kwekhothi ukuthi betshengisele kuvele khona kuyasolisa. Akukhona abakuthembileyo kusho ukuthi bayazi ukuthi angeke kuze kusebenze.
Linjani balaleli, ngingafuni ukuzitsho igama lami kamanje ngibuya esigabeni sensezi, kodwa kwamanje ngisebenzela eSouth Africa ngomunye wathatha amaphemithi lawo eSADC a-expire ngo-2021. Expire njalo la ma-passport a-expire. Akade ngifuna ukukutsho lapha ukuthi why government nje ama-passport ethu abe-expire evele la ma-pages. Bezame elinye iqhinga lokuthi be-extend, singawalahli ama-passport lawa njengoba amaphepha kungatholakali iphepha. Wona la esilawo ama-passport a-extendwe, kufakelwe eminye iminyaka phezu kwama-passport esilayo. Bezame elinye iqhinga abangalenza kulokuthi sihlupheke futhi kube kulokho kuthiwa kulindwe iphepha iphepha, ngoba abanye uyathola ukuthi kwakhona kudindwe kayi-1 bekathiwa abanye bahambahambe ekhaya. Lokho kulamapheji amaningi, lokho kuthathwa kulahle kuthiwa uyerenewa. Basibhadalise nje imali yona leyo abafuna usibhadalisa yona, yonke imali efunekayo, kodwa ba-edeli lokhu zena iminyaka futhi khonapho kona la amadala. Ngiyabonga.
Hello emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Siyabonga indaba elisetshela zona every time. Ari into ekhona vele salayo lana ukuthi nje iZANU-PF sikhathele ngayo. Right now sifuna ukuthi sikhululeke, sitshengisele, sibonise umhlaba wonke okokuthi asiphili kahle lapha elizweni. But now ngathi bayasivimba nje, abafuni senze nje into esizifisayo lathi njengabantu elizweni lakithi esikhululeke kilo. So kutsho ukuthi phela ukukhululeka kwakhona akukho. Ekusalayo nje besicela ukuthi ma bengabe belalele ma sikhuluma kanje ukuthi abantu bezanu-PF beyekele ukusincindezela. Sifisa lathi ukuthi sibe njengabo, bahamba izimoto ezidurayo, badle yonke into emnandi, basebenzisa i-US dollar. Thina basivimba ukuthi silisebenzelele i-US dollar. So angeke sithi nguhulumende okhululekileyo ebantwini. Uyasihlukumeza lo hulumende, sikhathele ngayo. Please sicela bengathi bayashedile eceleni nje lathi sikhona ukuphila kahle. Ngiyabonga undlela okhulumayo esibhezini.
Igama lami mina uSibusiso. Abantu bakithi eZimbabwe sesihlupheke kakhulu. Into bengingayicela nje mhlawumbe kubo bonke abantu, akubizwe istrike esingezukuphela. Leso strike singabizwa kuthwa ngesebandla elithile, akube istrike nje sikazwelonke esobe siorganizwe yibobo zonke inhlangano ngokuhlupheka kwethu. Leso strike kungathiwa istrike esiyophela, akube istrike forever until size sikhiphele ZANU-PF esihlalweni. Ngoba abantu siyahlupheka indlela eyisimangaliso. Emazweni siyaninwa, ekhaya kudla abantu abayimbijana, yibo abadla umnotho wezwe lonke. Ungakuthi singathi mhlawumbe 90% zabantu ziyahlupheka, only 10% yiba abaphila kahle. Ekubeni ngabe izwe mhlawumbe kuthiwa kuhlupheka abantu abambalwa, iningi labantu liyathola ukuphila. Akunamithi ezibhedlela, akunamanzi ahlazekile, kuhamba ugesi kwenziwani. Ngizwe indaba le ethiwa umuntu uma enesola kuzafanele ayithelele. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu ngoba isola yinto esebenzisa amandla elanga, njalo usuke uzithengele wena ngemali yakho, kanti uhulumeni yena ungena kuphi entweni ezinjengalezo? Abantu bakithi ake kuhlanganwe, sekele ukukhombana ngeminwe, sekele ukubukana ngokomhlanga ngokokwenzani. Akube nestrike esizoholela ukuthi uhulumeni weZANU-PF aze aphume, kungabi yinto yosuku olulodwa. Akuthiwe nje until further notice.